Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Ishai Tal, Head of Platform and Cloud Architecture for Carestream. Good day, Ishai.
Hello, good day, Gary.
Begin a little bit with what you do at Carestream and maybe give a little history of the company.
Carestream is a global provider for healthcare. We have several divisions that are doing healthcare business, which is divided across seven departments. We have, for example, a dental department, we have a film and printer department, and we also have a medical imaging department, which I'm part of. We are on our department, we are focusing mainly on medical imaging software solutions, which are deployed within hospitals and medical institutes worldwide. We actually deliver medical imaging solutions on-premise and in the cloud. We have global customers that we currently provide service to. And that's our main business.
So if I went to the hospital and they took an image of my foot or something and uploaded it into their system, your equipment might be used to store that data. Is that right?
Yes. Actually, we deliver software, as I said. Our software actually is providing several services. One of them is once the image has been produced by the scanner, it actually provides both the archive entity and also the interfaces in which the doctors can view and process the image in order to get the final end, which is the report that they produce based on their analysis about the image.
So that's called ViewCloud, is that right?
Actually, the global name for our product portfolio called ViewPax and ViewRIS, which are the main components of our product. And when you actually deploy it based on a cloud presence, it's called ViewCloud, where we can provide a zero footprint client for Pax and also for RIS systems.
I see. Talk a little bit about the relationship between Intel and Carestream.
So actually, we have a long history of working together in several aspects. It started from the hardware perspective where we evaluated Intel CPUs, where it was basically the E7 series when it started. We then moved into evaluating also a network card with Intel. Right now, we are also working together on flash-based NAND technologies and several other hardware components that we incorporate within our solution. So we have, as you see, a full cycle based on Intel hardware technologies. And of course, since we deliver software, we need to rely on APIs and code capabilities that Intel can provide us in order to work better with their hardware.
I see. I know one of the products that you've utilized is the PCIe P3700 non-volatile memory express drive, which I understand has provided some significant performance increase.
Yes. As I said, we evaluated and we have started to deploy the Intel flash technologies within our data centers, mainly because of the significant performance improvement that we've seen during our testing. Actually, we were able, combining with Intel 40 gig and 10 gig networking solutions, we were able to boost the performance of the medical system into a level that we haven't experienced before, in terms of numbers of images per second. And in our business, it's all about making the doctor's work efficient. So when you have good performance of the system, the doctor can actually view more cases per hour and actually can work much more efficient. At the end of the day, it's all about when the doctor clicks on the button, how fast he's going to have the image in front of him. And these technologies that Intel brings into the world, and combining with the cloud model where we have today like a server-side rendering, which can provide diagnostic capabilities, which hasn't been before, and actually provide the doctor good quality of the image in which he can actually provide diagnostic analysis, so it's something that can basically only run on Intel flash technologies in order to provide the best performance.
What's the difference between server-side rendering and client-side rendering, for example?
So when you have to actually transfer an image through the network, and you're connected through a cloud-based connectivity, which is not ultra-fast or ultra-wide, there are a lot of challenges when you have to actually simulate on-premise configuration as tough as we have today. So in order to optimize that performance, we have to do the rendering of the image. So pair one activity that the doctor does, like windowing or 3D capabilities or any of those features that he has today during the non-zero footprint client, it can actually have through the cloud business. So it actually means that you have a full diagnostic capability as tough as we have today on-premise over slow lines, over lines that have high latency, And the rendering, in order to overcome those latencies and short throughput, the rendering is being done on the server side, whereas today it's normally done on the client side. So the workstation of the doctor, he has capabilities in order to do the rendering, higher CPUs. And so when we do it on server side, we actually, all the processing is being done on the server CPU.
Sounds like you've overcome some of the technological challenges for medical imaging and analytics over the cloud.
Yes, I think that we are the first provider that can really provide diagnostic capabilities with very good image quality and not based on a low resolution image. So in order for the doctor to establish an analysis, he needs to have the image on a high quality. For example, if it's a mammography or something like that, in order to see something unique in the image, you need to have a high quality of image. And if you just deploy it on a standard JPEG image, it doesn't provide you the capability in order to do it. And also to do a 3D for the image, if you have, for example, thousands of CT slides and you want to transform them into a 3D model, you actually need to have the entire images in order to create this model. So we were able to overcome this using those flash technologies to get a quick 3D model and then transfer it through the network using special technologies.
Now, what's next for Carestream and Intel? Intel is very excited about our Intel 3D Crosspoint technologies. Would you be able to utilize those?
Definitely. Right now, we are looking at something that you're going to have the technology which is going to be close to the RAM, but it's going to be larger than the RAM and faster almost as the RAM. And you can actually use it in order to boost the performance. And I assume that the OSs will start to actually have some benefits out of that. For example, as part of our product, we have a database and we have image processing algorithms and all sorts of different other algorithms, such as compression and encryption. And all these can be impacted by that change, especially when you're going to have a large capacity of fast storage very close to the CPU. We are expecting to have even much more impact on performance when we deploy this kind of hardware-based solution by Intel.
Where can our listeners go to find out more about Carestream? Is there a URL or a website that we could share?
You can log on into carestream.com website and look into the HCIS medical solutions, especially over the cloud, if you're interested to see a little bit about our cloud offering. Can also read a little bit about our PAX and RIS and all the other portfolio of products that we have. In a nutshell, it's going to be quite an interesting for you because we are trying to provide, in terms of IT, the cutting-edge technologies and encapsulate them within our solutions in order to make the best benefits out of the new technologies.
Well, that's great. Best wishes to you and best wishes to Carestream, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.